South Korea's Jeju Island is a sister city to Santa Rosa, so it's natural that the new exhibit at the Sonoma County Museum features work from artists there. It's a show inspired by a painful and long-suppressed incident in their history, which happened on April 3, 1948, when tens of thousands of island residents were massacred after they boycotted a national election to endorse the partitioning of Korea into North and South.
High estimates are that up to one-tenth of the entire island population was wiped out. And this was during a time when the United States had occupation authority. They were the legal authority within the southern part of Korea and ultimately bear responsibility for what happened.
Christine Hong is a professor of literature and Korean studies at UC Santa Cruz. She's focused much of her attention on the Korean War and its aftermath, which she contends is not fully appreciated by most Americans.
What the Korean War did was it consolidated the national security state. It consolidated a permanent war footing. It consolidated the military-industrial complex. So the Korean War was hugely important to the United States, even though the United States doesn't retain a memory of the war the way that Koreans do, Koreans being on the receiving side of enormous ruin.
Information about the Jeju incident was rigorously suppressed for many years afterward, notes Santa Rosa artist Mario Uribe. He helped facilitate the current exhibit, which consists of works that have burst forth just in the past decade.
The Korean government and the U.S. government were so embarrassed about the whole thing that they censored it, and for almost 50 years, no one was allowed to speak about it or write about it until about 12 years ago. That censorship was lifted, and then there was a flood of stories and books, and artists, of course, did a lot of artwork dealing with that, because for Jeju Island, that's their Holocaust.
Although they have been extensively shown in Korea, this is the first time any of the Jeju incident-inspired artwork has been seen in the United States. Curator and museum director Diane Evans says the potentially controversial exhibit is also an educational undertaking, which adds power to the works on display.
One example is a charcoal rubbing of a shirt, black rubbing on a white sheet of paper. It's interesting, but knowing that it was a rubbing taken of a shirt that was excavated in a mass grave at the Jeju Airport, and it was the only piece of clothing found in the excavation, and shows where the bullet went into the person who was killed, makes it much more profound.
It may not seem so important here, but in the world of Korean-American relations, says Professor Christine Hong, having such an exhibit anywhere in the U.S. is a very big deal.
We don't have a really great record when it comes to reckoning with these very unpleasant histories. So this exhibit is actually a huge first step in repatriating some of that Korean War memory on U.S. soil, and it actually rightly belongs here.
The exhibit, titled Camellia Has Fallen, Contemporary Korean Artists Reflect on the Jeju Uprising, will remain on display at the museum in downtown Santa Rosa through May 4th. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.